Terry is calling us from Normandy Park. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, question about LDL, HDL. I'm familiar with LDL-P, but is LDL-C just the same thing as plain old LDL when you get your LDL and HDL measured?
It's a subcategory. There's different types of LDLs and HDLs and so forth, but right. Why are you concerned about measuring it, sir?
Well, I just had the blood work done to check my cholesterol levels, and I had the NMR, which runs your particle size, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I just want to be sure I understand the full report.
Okay. Well, you know, checking the cholesterol is interesting as far as I'm concerned. But what good's it going to do us? Let's see. If my cholesterol's high and I bring it down, won't it reduce my risk of heart attack and stuff? Or if my HDLs aren't sufficient, should it make my HDLs go up? Or should I make the LDLs go down? Those are the usual questions. But what's the point in doing all of that? The point is supposed to be reduction of risk of heart attack and stroke. But the very best research studies show that using patent medicines to lower those things, the best they're going to get you is a 4 to 5% risk reduction. And, sir, there is research that was published in the Lancet Medical Journal that showed, I'll summarize it very briefly, but what it showed in a group of some 2,800 men is that donating blood regularly cut the risk of heart attack and stroke by 88%, and I'm not kidding, I am yelling, that's what it said in The Lancet, a major medical journal, 88%.
All right. I'm doing that also on your recommendation.
Well, then why pay attention to the cholesterol at all is always my question, because, yes, I understand we should pay attention because we don't want zero cholesterol. That would not be good for us. But as explained in the book by Dr. Kenneth Kinsey on the origin of atherosclerosis, he and Dr. Cho got to the root of the problem, and the root of the problem is got nothing to do with the cholesterol itself. The very root is thick blood, viscous blood, which creates inflammation at the branch points of arteries, and that inflammation, the body couldn't put up with it being inflamed all the time, so it pastes cholesterol over it. So basically, cholesterol in causing atherosclerosis has been pasted over the inflammation at the branch point of the artery, and if we don't make the blood thinner by donating blood or having a monthly menstrual period, which is why women don't get heart attacks at those ages, if we don't make the blood thinner, why, what do you know? The inflammation continues at the edges, the cholesterol builds up more and more, and finally the bloodstream is blocked, and oh my goodness, that cholesterol caused us to have a heart attack. No, 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 no. What caused the cholesterol to be there caused the heart attack, and that's the inflammation, sir, at that artery.
I understand all that, but my question still was LDL-C. How does that relate just to your LDL total?
It's just a fraction of it, and I'm sorry I don't have that memorized anymore.
Okay, no, that's fine. One other question. I believe you mentioned something about I've got dry skin on the lower part of my leg. Was that you that mentioned it could be low vitamin K? Is that correct?
It is, but it's a minor cause. The main reason for it is low omega-3 fatty acids. And
low
many
what?
People, omega-3 fatty acids, which a.k.a. fish oil, basically.
Right.
And many people find that just by upping their fish oil, the dry skin goes away, and they can tell how much fish oil their body needs just by watching to see if the dry skin went away. A few people try a lot of fish oil and it doesn't work, and we always have to be suspicious there that they're not absorbing those omega-3s, because when they rub them into the skin, now it works, but when they swallow it, it doesn't work.
Okay. I'm taking omega-3s, so I guess maybe I'll increase it a little bit, see what happens.
Yes, and if that doesn't work either, sir, then spend a couple of weeks rubbing them in and see if the skin looks nice or not dry. And if it does, oops, I check with the physician about an absorption problem or a digestion problem for those omega-3s.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, sir.